Vince Vitrano here at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield on the blue carpet for the premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody's here. Talking with Mike Caldwell. Okay, most likely to hit the buffet hard tonight.
Jimmy Gander.
Jimmy, really?
Yeah, Jimmy
Gander. But he wears it well. He looks great.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
8:13 on Wisconsin's Morning News. So glad to have you with us. Eric Bilstad, Vince Vitrano here. Greg Pancake Hill producing the program. Debbie's got your cars up until 9 o'clock. And Adam Roberts in the newsroom. Local connection we've been talking about to this story out of Madison this morning. Authorities are still searching for a suspected arsonist. Believed to have set up three fires sort of near the state capitol. A couple of dumpster fires, but more significantly, also accused of torching a home that's been converted sort of into apartments, right, where six UW-Madison students have been staying. Four of them are from our area, three of them from Franklin High School. And right now, one of them on the line with us this morning, Carly Lehman, is a student at UW. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Tough story to tell. So take us inside the house early yesterday morning. Fire woke you guys up?
Yeah, I happened to be the last one to wake up yesterday, but a couple of my roommates woke up, they said, to sounds from the kitchen that they didn't know what they were from, which ended up being like the crackle of a fire in the kitchen, but obviously at the time they didn't know that. Some of them woke up to alarms sounding, which were the carbon monoxide alarms in our house, and then some of them woke up to the sounds. So they got out of their rooms just as there was a loud banging at our door, which was a neighbor who had heard what they said was an explosion in like the back of our house by our trash can. And she was banging at our door. She was on the phone with 911. And then that's when I woke up to my roommates like yelling, get out, there's a fire. So then we all ran out the door. And it was a hard thing to process like as I was waking up. But when we got outside, we kind of realized the severity of the situation.
Carly Lehman is with us. She's from Franklin, UW student who was put out of her house early yesterday morning in Madison. Was it a close call at all, Carly, or was everybody able to get out pretty easily?
Everyone was definitely able to get out, but we were told by the firefighters that if we had waited even five more minutes to call 911, that our house would have been in a much worse state than it is right now. They said it would have spread to the houses around us as well. So it did really take the girl noticing it, like one of our neighbors who lived behind us, who was able to call 911 right when she saw it, rather than us having to call it once we got outside, I think made a big difference in the response time.
Carly, what is the state of the house and of all your stuff?
Not good. The fire was in the back of the house, so it worked its way like on the back of the kitchen and then up to the second floor where my bedroom was, and then it came into the attic. So it seemed like there was the big fire was in the attic, and it kind of destroyed a lot of the second floor, like from the top down. So, but all the bedrooms are in the same state due to the smoke. Like the smoke damage to all of our things. We weren't able to take much from the house.
Yeah, honestly. I can imagine.
We have like some things, and a lot of us got a lot of our clothes out, but again, we don't know if we'll be able to like get all the smoke damage out of our things.
We're talking with Carly Lehman in Madison. She's a UW student. She and her five roommates were put out of their house early morning yesterday with a fire. So I understand it's been really hard for you all to try to find some place. I mean, I guess there's short term, right? Where do we stay tonight, tomorrow night? And then long term, where are you all going to stay for the rest of the school year?
Yeah, we have been blessed with a lot of good friends around us that have offered their place. And last night we stayed with one of our friends in their houses. They've been super awesome. But Right now, I think we're mainly looking at an apartment building called Olive, who is offering us like a rent reduced apartment. We have two apartments now, so we're going to split up 3 and 3 now, but I mean, they're right next to each other, so it's really nice. So we've been lucky that we've had another option, just because if anyone knows UW-Madison, the housing market is crazy. So, yeah.
What are you studying, if you don't mind us asking?
I just started nursing school.
Ooh, there you go.
So on top of all that, right, did you go to class yesterday? Are you going to class today?
I did not go to class yesterday. We got a couple calls from the school who've been really nice. They offered to like email all of our professors for us, who've all been really understanding. But I am going to class today. I just don't want to get behind.
All right, next question. You going to the Alabama game on Saturday, though? I mean, can you put this behind
you? Of course. I'm not sure what I'll wear yet because I don't have my clothes, but I'll be there.
Good for you. On Wisconsin. Carly Lehman, sorry we had to talk under these circumstances. Yeah. We'll see if we can get you some help, you and your roommates there.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so picture of the person of interest in this case. Again, the authorities believe these were arson fires deliberately set by someone. Picture of that person of interest is up online in our coverage with this story at WTMJ.com, as well as a GoFundMe page if you want to help those Badgers who are trying to get on their feet. A lot of them lost a lot of things. Still not sure what their financial situation is going to be as they look for this new housing as well. So just text the word FIRE to 855-616-1620. We can send you the link or check it out online at WTMJ.com. Oh, yeah. On Wisconsin's Morning News. Yeah, not for nothing. I did feel like I had to ask young Carly, hey, you still going to the ball game, right, on Saturday? You got the fourth-ranked team in the land?
She said, of course.
She said, of course. So that's cool. Everybody's okay in that UW fire. But again, if you want to help the folks out there, our young Badgers, 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. Text the word FIRE, and we'll send you the link with all the information. In theaters now, just a bit outside. Story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Everybody loves their hometown team, but there is something different in Milwaukee.
Don Sutton said it best. He said every player should have the privilege of playing in Milwaukee.
81, 82, there was a recession going on. We knew that the people were hurting. We were trying to give them something that they could hang on to.
And, here we go.
Here we go. It was a blue carpet VIP world premiere Wednesday night at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield. I was privileged to attend, got to see the film. So good, E.
Yeah, everything you'd want it to be?
I mean, yes, it was. It did exactly what I hoped that it would. One thing that I was surprised at was this wasn't just a trip down nostalgia lane. You know, you see guys and talk about the emotions and the parade after we lost Game 7 and all that stuff. That's all great, and I wanted that. But what I wasn't expecting, what they did so well, was like some game-by-game analysis. This is what happened. And the recall from some of these guys, I mean, Ted Simmons, who was our catcher at the time, right? He really surprised me. I don't remember being Ted one of the guys we talked about a lot. I mean, he was a very good catcher, excellent receiver. But, you know, you had Robin Yount, then he was the kid, and Paul Molitor, and, you know, some of these guys that were more flamboyant. Coop, Gorman Thomas. So we talked more about those guys. I'm telling you, in the film, Simmons stole the show. His recall of exactly what pitch, where he was asking for it, and where it ended up, and why it was a base hit, or why it was an out, all these things. Phenomenal. And it was so fun revisiting that. So really getting into each of those games, those critical games, and just an excellent film. Most of that 82 team was back together, and they're enjoying it.
Vince Vitrano here at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield on the blue carpet for the premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody's here. Talking with Mike Caldwell. Okay, most likely to hit the buffet hard tonight.
Jimmy Gander.
Jimmy, really?
Yeah, Jimmy
Gander. But he wears it well. He looks great.
He does. Matter of fact, he looks better than he did last time I saw him.
Talking with number 17, Jim Gantner. Who are you most anxious to see, like who you hadn't seen in a while?
I guess our last reunion, Vukovich wasn't here, so it's great to see Vuki here tonight. And
You're too young here to know Jim Gantner.
No. I've met him a couple times, but I wasn't able to see him play, but he's definitely been one of my favorites, you know, growing up. So.
How do you like that, Jim?
Thank you very much. Really, yeah. I had to pay that guy.
This guy here has got a World Series 1982 pennant, Cardinals Brewers. You bought it at County Stadium?
Yes, I did. I went to the ball game with my dad. Got my first autographs on it today.
Wow, and you're doing pretty well here. I see Paulie Molitor. Who else we got?
Well, I got Caldwell, Gantner, Gorman Thomas, Jimmy Slayton, Cecil Cooper.
Coop's here? Where's Coop? Number 15, Cecil Cooper. Coop, can I tell you something? You were the first guy when I was at the ballpark that I had to ask, how come they're always booing Coop?
Well, I thought they were booing me too.
They're not saying boo, they're saying Coop.
Yeah, with boo, boo, boo. I don't know where it came from, but I liked it. Yeah,
Raleigh nice Fingers signing autographs, just like always.
Always. You worry when they stop asking.
Yeah. How's that feel today?
Good, feel good. Yeah. Having a good time.
Greg Marcus here at his Majestic Cinema. Hey, you want to sneak into Twisters?
I was just saying, that summer, I was a vendor at County Stadium.
Do we still see you on the trailer? Are you going to come up eating popcorn?
I don't know. I hope so.
Well, I hope so. It's your house. This lady's brought, like 4x4 blown up pic of Robin Yount on the motorcycle. Who do you got to get signed yet?
Just Gantner yet. And Yukovich, it was signed by Robin Yount originally. So it was hanging up in our bar called Zim's. And Robin Yount walked in and saw his picture and said, well, I think I want to sign it. So he signed it. And now I'm helping collect the rest of the signatures of the 1982 game.
Talking with Brewers' great Charlie Moore. How about getting the band back together?
Everybody looked pretty good. I mean, they walk a little bit slower and all that, but the guys for their age now, you know, I imagine all of us are close to 70. So, yeah, I think everybody looks great.
Here with David Gruber, let's go sneak into Beetlejuice, right?
What? Go sneak into Beetlejuice?
Yeah. What else we got? We got Alien here tonight?
I don't know. They're talking about this. I was talking about the 69 Mets before. Supposed to be a baseball night.
Round of applause for Commissioner Emeritus Bud Selig and founding owner of the Brewers.
Talk with Brewers great Cecil Cooper, first baseman. Your name is not often mentioned in some of the crazy party stories. Were you in there with those guys, or did they out-party?
Yeah, I was there, but I was kind of like the guy on the corner watching, you know, in
the
background.
Keep me out of it.
In the background.
Talking with Mike Caldwell. Mike, are there any stories that you hadn't heard, like when you all get together?
Well, none that I'm going to tell you, but...
So there are stories I haven't heard, is that right?
We repeat a lot of them, but there are some good ones.
Film was really good, man. Another favorite part that, you know, something I didn't know. I was a kid then. Just getting into baseball, which was a pretty good time to get into baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? 8 years old. I had forgotten this, again, because I was a kid, but right, they went through a managerial change. Had a really good 81 season, and Buck Rogers was the manager of the team at the time, and just was not a good fit for what these guys needed. The Brewers started slow. They were like in second last place for a while, in June maybe. Hmm. And then the film really does a good job of detailing after they switched over to Harvey Keen and how they recovered and climbed the ladder again and got to the precipice there. But Simmons tells a story about Harvey Keen, okay? Been around the ball club a long time. Kind of a little bit of a parallel with Murphy,
okay.
Right? Guy that they all knew, whatever. And he said, Harvey Keen comes in, all the guys in the clubhouse, he comes in for our first, you know, big I'm the manager now meeting. He says, I got two things to say to you guys. Number one, I hate meetings. Number two, this meeting is over. He left.
All right.
And that's when the guys knew, you know, it was a veteran team, and that's when the guys knew this guy's going to let us play ball, and we want to play ball, and we're going to do it our way, and they did. Totally worth seeing. It is in Marcus Theaters right now. A couple of limited showings today, and then it's going to be all over tomorrow.
Hey, don't forget, it's Thursday. That means virtual baseball. So that's what, 10, 12 minutes from now?
Okay.
A very special edition, a 1982 edition of virtual baseball.
And the film, once again, is just a bit outside. Check Marcus Theaters for listings.
This is what we've all wanted and dreamed about. We made it. We're in the World Series.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wish it was 82 again.
Oh.
Yeah, they are cheering in Florida, and they are cheering in space. History made off-planet this morning, happened during the show, above the atmosphere.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX is go for spacewalk operations. Report advisory.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
First time ever that a civilian crew opened the hatch of a spacecraft and climbed out. The video was incredible, very surreal.
You were so funny this morning because I was working, we're all working on prepping the show,
yeah,
but it's minutes before we're going on the air, and Eric's like, you need to see this. They're going to open the hatch.
Yeah. And it was super cool, wasn't it?
Real time, watching it.
I don't know what was neater. Seeing him standing outside the capsule and seeing the Earth behind it, because they had cameras all over the capsule, which was really cool. Or when they first open the hatch and they show the camera look out the hatch and it's just nothing but space. Just
like there's nothing. The whole rest of the universe.
So why is this so important, Bill Hardwood from CBS?
They're trying to come up with a lower cost, more comfortable, easier to manufacture spacesuits for eventual flights to the moon and Mars, and this is a very small step in that direction, but it's a major step. They've hit it out of the park. No problems at all.
Yeah, which is great. And my favorite part, as always, whenever they do this, you know how hard this is to do. Life can be on the line, and oftentimes, you know, like this isn't easy. Anything could happen. You take months, years to prepare for this. You have engineers, you have physicians, you have mathematicians, you have mechanics, you have all these people working on it. And when it finally works, they all cheer, start dancing. There's always a party. Nerds everywhere taking their horn-rimmed glasses off and throwing them.
All right. They were excited.
Nerds kissing other nerds.
They going to do some day drinking today?
A little day drinking, yeah.
All right, where are we going?
Compasses, keyboards being tossed around. They're slapping each other in the butt with keyboards. We're all excited about it.
Keyboard breaking over the leg.
Yeah. Yes. You can't tell me a protractor wasn't thrown at least once today.
The old graphing calculator. Chuck that against the wall.
Yes.
Spike.
They're all partying. No one's sleeping tonight at Cape Canaveral.
It is super hard to do. They closed that thing back up now, right?
They're done? Yes, they're back.
Hey,
they're
that's
not back
the other
home.
Part of it? Yeah, you can open it. Yeah, you got out. Can you close it? That's important, too.
So far, so good. And by the way, if you're interested in watching it in real time or even spinning through it, we do have the entire video on our website. Just text the word space to the WTMJ Talking text line, 855-616-1620.
Virtual baseball is next, and I need a player. 855-616-1620. Caller number 7 plays virtual baseball with what on the line? Pair of tickets still? Pair of tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers in September. 855-616-1620. Caller number 7 plays virtual baseball next.
To try to get on Roop early there tonight?
I mean, the game plan's that. When isn't that the game plan? Oh, let's let them have a few innings. So would that qualify as a dumb question?
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
All right, let's go. Virtual baseball sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. Our winner today will get 2 tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers September baseball at American Family Field. And we've got Ron in Rubicon on the line. Morning, Ron.
Morning.
So you're lucky today, Ron. We've got Eric has assembled a special 1982 Brewers edition.
A very special edition of Virtual Baseball. I have 20 Brewers highlights from 1982. Labeled 1 through 20, you and Vince will each select three highlights from that same list. Your score is determined by the number of runs in each highlight. So if you score two runs and a two-run home run, that's two for you. You get three swings. Would you like to be the home team or the visiting team today?
Home team.
Home team you are. And like we said, today is a special 1982. So these are all mostly some from the playoffs. There might be some other ones in there as well.
Ron, you old enough to remember the 82 team?
Yes, sir.
All right. Awesome. Ah,
Ron, you sound like you're right out of high school. Come on now.
Vinny's up first. Let's go. I'll take highlight number four.
Paul Molitor.
Molitor hits on the ground to second. Tom Hurst should have an easy play. He does, one away. That will take care of the butterflies for Paul Molitor. No matter what you've done in regular season play, league championship series play, it cannot compare to the World Series.
Okay, that's it. So nothing there. Thanks, Uke.
All right, I will take highlight number 17, Jimmy Gantner.
Gorman Thomas today.
Base hit! Brewers will take the lead. One run in. Two runs are in. Simmons heading for third. Thomas for second. Safe.
All right, two runs there from Thomas. Thank you.
All right, let me get, speaking of Thomas, I'll take highlight number 20 for Gorman.
Ben Ogilvie. Oh.
And the explosion from these Brewers bats that people have talked about, we've seen so much of. Look out.
That one's hit well, deep to right. If it's fair, it's gone, and we have a tie game. Ben Ogilvie has his first home run of the series, and we have a new game at one.
All right, solo shot there from Ogilvie.
Okay, Ron, so I ended up with three runs. That is easily surmountable.
All right, here we go. What's your first number?
Eight.
Number eight is the kid, Robin Yount.
The 3-2 pitch is lined to left field, a base hit for Yount. So Robin Yount, in his first trip in World Series play, singled sharply to left field.
All right, well, it's a single, but no runs scored. So unfortunately, that counts as a nothing for you. What's next?
12.
Cecil Cooper.
Left field, base hit, tied run, Moores comes to score. Gantner on his way to the plate, throw through, Brewers lead.
There we go. When was that? Was that ALCS when he had those that two-run?
Is that the hit? Yep. Like in Game 5 where he's running out of the box, asking it to get down?
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Left field, base hit, tied run, Moores comes to score. Gantner on his way to the plate, throw through, Brewers lead.
Yeah, that's the one. I think that's the one. All right, two runs
for you
there,
Ron. All right,
that's a big
one. All right, last at bat. What are we going to do here?
Number 5.
Paul Molitor.
Keith and ready, and the pitch to Paulie is lined to center. Get down, ball. Lynn coming on. He can't get it. The ball got by him. All the way to the wall. It could be an inside-the-park home run. Jackson, the pickup, the throw. Molitor coming on. He is in standing. And it is 4-2 on an inside-the-park home run by Paul Molitor.
All right. That was a home run. I believe someone
so
was on.
So we tied it up.
Is that just a tie?
I don't know.
I could have sworn
Are you
someone...
asking me? Or somebody was on base?
You know what? Since I don't have a walk-off for you, I'm going to give it to you.
Fine. That works for me. I didn't want to win anyway. I can't win anything. I want Ron to go to the ball game.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic, Ron. Who are you going to take the game with you?
My wife.
Well, have a great time on us. Ron wins the game today.
Thank you, Vince.
And go ahead and stay on the line. Talk to Greg Pancake Hill, our producer. He'll get all the information from you.
I am curious now. Now I want to know if there is anyone on base for that home run. It was two runs. Two run shot.
It was two runs.
All right, so he won
fair
and square.
The ball guy, I can see the play.
Yeah. Two run inside the Parker. So it was
okay, good. It's all on the up.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't do anything. No, nothing crazy here.
A 1-2 pitch, ball line to Yount, it's short, he throws, it's over! The Brewers have won the American League pennant! Milwaukee, you have a World Series!
Brewers, they have defeated the California Angels 3-2, and they now go to the World Series. Absolutely fabulous! This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
One more time before 9 o'clock here, Debbie.
All right. Broken down bus stuck in the left lane at 25th Street on westbound 94. That's backing things up through the Marquette. Other than that, we got eastbound backing up just a little bit into Highway 16. And then again from 76th Street all the way to 35th. Northbound 4394 slowing around the Plainfield curve up to Oklahoma Avenue. And westbound on 894, backing up from 27th Street all the way to 68th through that construction zone. I'm Debbie Lozaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
They did not choke. They're going to the World Series. They beat the California Angels today. 4-3, and they had to come from behind to do it. We'll be back right after this.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Still not a lot of rain in the forecast. Clouds late today under hazy skies and a high of 85 degrees, 66 your low tonight. Nothing Friday in terms of rain. Saturday, Sunday, all they're saying right now, we could see some remnants from Francine, which has now been downgraded to a tropical depression, made landfall as a Category 2 storm late yesterday, and still a lot of rain involved in that. If we see any remnants, it looks like perhaps late Sunday, chance for some showers related to that. Hundreds of thousands without power in the southeast right now, made landfall over Louisiana.
Amazing that it could just barely bring anything this far north. It's going to dissipate that much.
Yeah, and if some of that is track dependent as well. But if there's anything left that kind of comes near us, we could get some much needed rain. Of course, it would happen perfectly, right? You know, wash out something that's important. That's always one of those things.
Right.
And rain in 3 weeks, but then you're like, it rains on my thing. So hopefully we all dodge that. Again, that chance coming in late on Sunday. Right now, 74 degrees and the WTMJ Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi up next.